there are things in the heart which are entrenched and which are powerful, and only the Spirit can cure it. The letter will never make you completely righteous. You know, I mean, the letter works best in things like this. Thou shalt not eat animals that divide the hoof, or that don't divide the hoof, and don't chew the cud. Well, now all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, I can clearly just stop eating those things, unless you're really addicted to bacon, I suppose. But, you know, that is an outward, easy thing to fulfill. But what about the things of the heart? Because that's the things the New Testament really gets at, is the heart issues. The outward things, it's easy to be outwardly righteous, to let no one see the things we do. Easy, relatively, is what I mean. It's relatively easy. But to become inwardly holy, inwardly righteous, to have pure thoughts, now that is a relatively difficult thing to do. A very difficult thing to do indeed. But, and from the human perspective, it is truly impossible. But from the perspective of the Spirit, it is not impossible. All things are possible through Him. Verse 7, but if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceeding glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more than that which remaineth, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Should have saved that for the next part. But, look, administration of death, that refers to the old covenant, which is, what is the symbolic thing he uses? Engraven in stones, the Ten Commandments. In fact, this reference to Moses, how they couldn't look at his face, goes back to the Old Testament. Moses came off the mountain. His face, it was said, shone with the glory of God, from having been in the presence of God. This whole reference is to Moses coming down off the mountain with the Ten Commandments. And the children of Israel could not look at his face. And that glory was to be done away. And notice the word glory is in italics, which was to be done away, is the Ten Commandments and the covenant that they represented. The old covenant is done away with. The law is done away with. All that stuff is done away with and taken out of the way. In the sense of this, it has no use to us for righteousness' sake. For us to become righteous, the Ten Commandments have no purpose. They have no use. The Ten Commandments remain, and they are good because they talk about what is good and evil. They teach man what is wrong, and you know, and things we already know. But the main thing they do is they make sin exceedingly sinful. Not make us good. They don't make us righteous. And he compares those things by saying the ministration of the Spirit. You know, the ministration of the Spirit, and I should have, you know, the ministration is diaconia. We get a word like deacon from it. It means the service. You know, it means the servant, the service of death. I mean, what God is serving by His commandment, what is being ministered to people by the Spirit, if that thing, the ministration of death, which the Ten Commandments brought death. Look at Israel, how many of them died in the wilderness? But when we are in Christ, we are not ministered this condemnation. The ministration of condemnation, the Ten Commandments, and all the law, was, if that be glory, in verse 9, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. I mean, it's more glorious. Because it's ministering something better than condemnation. It is ministering. It is giving us righteousness and not giving us condemnation. Verse 10, for even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect. Meaning, the Ten Commandments and the ministration of the First Covenant had no glory in a certain respect by reason of the glory that excels. Meaning, by reason of the glory of the ministration of righteousness. The ministration of righteousness is so glorious that the Ten Commandments and that whole coming down off the mountain with that, it has the glory disappears. It's like, you know, by comparison, the things are so disparate in the quantity of glory that it is though that there was no glory at all in the first covenant, because the second covenant has so much glory. What is glory? You know, I remember I was wondering as a kid, what is glory? Kingdom, power, the glory? What glory? Glory. Does, even as I'm saying it, I'm thinking, well, what does glory mean? You know, glory is like magnificence. The wonderful things about it. That's the way you think of it. You know, it is much more wonderful. It is much more magnificent and beautiful and good. That which is remaining. So if that which is done away with was glorious. And implicit in this, in verse 11, that which is done away was glorious. It isn't just the glory of that covenant that was done away. The covenant itself and the commandments pertaining to it are done away. The Ten Commandments are not the basis of my morality. The basis of my morality is the spirit of righteousness in Christ Jesus, which enters into me and makes me want to do right. Not the Ten Commandments coming from outside of me, telling me how wrong I do. That's the ministration of condemnation. That is the ministration of death. I'm interested in the ministration of righteousness, which ministers life unto me. It brings me to life. It teaches me ways that I might live, but not from without, from within. Much more that which remaineth is glorious. If that glory be done away, if that was glorious, well then, what caused it to go away must be even more glorious, even more wonderful. So he says, since we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Now, to some people, when I start